All right, let's settle back and begin with chapter 4. We've gone through the first 3 chapters, if you're going through these series through the book, and you learned about gratitude, you're learning how to body scan. What do you do with all of that? When you see something you like or don't like, or want to change, not in judgment, just in knowing. Chapter 4 is going to give you the information, the techniques to learn how to accept and reject. Because that's the only 2 options, choices you really have in life, is to accept something or reject something. And accepting it doesn't mean you love it the way it is. Sometimes it means changing the perspective and seeing the bigger picture or the details that you may not have seen in the greatness of it, the gratitude for it. You created it. Rejecting it pushes against energy, saying, I don't want that. Instead of pushing against energy, say what you do want. Your free will that you came to earth with. How much time do you think about it? What's it mean to you to be free will? Free will means any moment of the day, you have the will and desire and ability to do that which you choose. Now, I can hear your voices saying, but I have to go to work and I have to. What if you chose to do those things instead of had to do those things? How much pressure would that take off? Or what if you chose to position yourself for a better job, a different job, something you love, your passion, your purpose, and letting go of the haves? Because free will doesn't have or make you have anything. It just simply is the will, the ability to do, to be. And we're going to get deeper in that. The questions that get you started here is just really thinking about free will when you hear it and you say it. What's that really mean to you? Some of you will go on a journal path of free will just to learn about it, just to know. But the simple fact of it is, it's just your choice of yes, no, yes, no. As simple as we learned in the other chapters on your muscle testing, yes, no. It's the same with free will. Either accept your will or you reject your will. Now, when you're rejecting your will, you're giving your power to other people, other places, other things. And so we're going to do a technique that's going to bring your power back to you in just a moment. But let's think about this for a moment. If you reject something, you're telling yourself, 1, you don't deserve it. 2, you wish you wouldn't have created it, right? Or you just simply do not want that anymore. That's fine. However, put in place what you do want to accept, what you do want to be. And when you do that, you'll be taking your life back, your moments back, and the wanting and waiting for other people are no longer important because you're in your own reality of your own world. And believe it or not, without that set intention of someone having to do it for you, showing up for you, being there for you, all those things, you can still create your own life the way you desire it, the way you choose to accept it, the way what you put in works for you, not what others want for you, not others people's values and beliefs. And we'll get into that a little bit in this chapter about accepting and rejecting your values and beliefs and how to change them. But first, we need to get your power back, because if everybody else is directing you and showing you where to go, how to do it, which way, and getting you all confused, you first need to take your power back. And I suggest you do this daily, because we all give our power away in one way or another. You get mad at the car in front of you, you just gave your power away. You get mad at the clerk at the store, you just gave your power away. Whenever you arise, anger, negative, you've given your power away. So we're going to pull that power back in with a simple technique of just placing your hands right in front of your body so it looks like you're stopping traffic. So your both hands, palms are out in front of you. And I want you to go clear around your body. So start separating your hands, going left to right, clear around your body. These are my boundaries. These are my boundaries. These are my boundaries. This is where I begin and end. This is my personal space. This is my power place. Okay, and now once you've done that, I want you to imagine, put your hands back up there and take one hand or the other. It doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong. And I want you to reach outside where your hand currently stops. And outside of there is your power that you've given away, maybe to your parents, to your kids, to your pastors, to your neighbors, to your car, to whatever that is. So we're going to simply take it back. Some of you may see people, hear people, places. It's okay. However it works for you. So as if you were pulling weeds or pulling flowers, as if you were pulling flowers, right, picking flowers, you're going to take your power back. So you're going to reach out and grab, like there's something out there to grab. Yep, that's your power. And you're going to pull it right into your solar plexus or about 2 inches above your belly button. Okay, so you're just going to grab and pull. Grab and pull. And you can use both hands or one hand, whatever you're comfortable with. And as you're doing this, you're going to take your power back. My power. It's my power. My power. Some of you may need to go left to right. My power. Maybe you see it out of the peripheral vision. My power. Just let your hands keep grabbing that power. Keep going. My power. My power. My power. And for those of you that think you're selfish right now, you're actually bringing back into being selfless. Okay? There you go. My power. My power. My power. Take all that power back. Until your hand simply, when you reach out, just falls. Because remember, energy knows. Muscles know. So when you reach out and that has fallen, your hand has fallen down, then you know you've gotten all your power back. Deep breath in. You're probably sitting a little straighter, feeling a little calmer, reconnected. Deep breath in. Release. So when you think or feel or know that people are in your boundary space, just use your hands in front of you. These are my boundaries. That helps with those dealing with codependency where they don't know where they start and other people begin. It's not your business, your being, to fix other people or to do it for them that creates codependency. It is your being to show them the way, give them ideas, but never advice. They'll figure it out. Let them figure it out for them. They'll feel better about themselves. Because that one part that goes wrong is going to be all your fault. And then you're back into shame and guilt for giving advice, right? So we want to stay outside of that. We want to stay in this place of peace and purpose and being for you. And accepting what you really want into your life. Manifesting it with gratitude. Desiring it with free will. Because you really can create whatever you want to create for your life to happen now. You've just got to take your power back to do it. You've got to stay in that awareness of you have free will. And when your free will aligns with that desire, it'll manifest. Don't worry about the how or the who. Stay out of that. Stay in trust of it will. Free will, it will manifest in free will. Are you getting that? There it goes. So for you to start taking your power back means you got to stop asking others for solutions. Wow. We're always taught to ask the teacher, ask the person, ask the parent, ask, ask, ask. We're going to flip that screen around on you. We're going to say, ask you. Ask self. Ask mind. Ask body. How would you do it? How would you know it? How would you create it? Where would that answer come from? Because your answers truly are inside of you. But you got to go in and accept they're there before they can come out into your awareness. Right? If I put a plate of food of you in front of you, and you keep telling me there's no food on the plate, you can't see the food on the plate, you can't see the food on the plate. It's because you're still in denial of feeding or being deserving of food or whatever that is for you. Do you get that? So you've got to believe that the answer's inside of you. Before they're going to pop out. They'll pop out anyway, but you won't believe them. So you got to align that value, that you value yourself so much that you have the answers inside of you. Now, this is where ego can sometimes trip you up and you go, but I don't want to be a know-it-all, or I don't want to do this or that. You know what? You're going to know it all for yourself, not for others. And that's a good, positive feeling. Not that you won't have others connecting. You will. We're all connected. But you're going to be a powerful piece of the puzzle that's not weighing the rest of them down because you don't know. So accepting yourself and accepting that you have those answers within yourself creates this being of saying, wow. Then you can choose who you want in your circles. And you choose what you want to get engaged in and what you don't. And you choose that for you. And you accept that for you. If you're doing something begrudgingly, stop. There's a part of you that's rejecting you doing that. And maybe it's because you're not supposed to be there. Or maybe you just haven't seen the bigger picture of what it could be. Or you haven't seen the details. Okay, we're going to talk about big picture and details a lot in chunking up and chunking down your life. Because in there holds the beliefs and the values that either get you stuck, sideways, mad, angry, right? All that awareness. It's great to have an awareness, but you want to have accepted awareness of what you're seeing and what you're being. So this chapter is going to teach you your choice of accept, and whatever you reject will bring more of because you're pushing energy against it. So you're actually giving more energy, trying to keep it away. Think about that in a past relationship. I don't want that person anymore. I don't want that person anymore. And that person keeps appearing. One is because your mind doesn't hear I don't. It doesn't hear the not. So it hears I do want. Second is you're giving energy to something you don't want. And energy just attracts like. So as much as you say you don't want something, you're going to grab it because like attracts like. You're the magnet. So put on your magnet what you do want. What do you want? If you were a magnet and could have anything at this moment, what would it be? What would you command? What would your free will desire that you would accept for you and even more? Right? Because remember, our minds are limited. So as big as we create, as grandiose as we can create, it can be even bigger. But the thing is, we get in our comfort zone of not wanting to be overwhelmed. So even when we create big and we're not even doing that, we got to step it up. And accept it and say, yeah, I can do that. I can be that. There it is. I can create that. That's your free will. This is what I choose. This is what I believe and value. So if there's something inside of you, maybe you learn from school or your parents or grandparents or church, that you're not really sure you believe, go in and check your belief system. It's okay. Because in your belief system holds the power of the energy that's going to create your reality and what you believe and don't believe. So it doesn't really matter who implanted it. It matters whether you believe it or not. And if it doesn't work for you, let it go and say, what does work for me? What would work for me? And create that belief. And create that belief using your free will for you. When you're accepting outside of conscious choice, unconsciously, you've just unbalanced or come out of alignment. If you're going to let your unconscious mind run you from past programming, you're on autopilot and you're not co-creating with your universe, your God. You're just saying, oh, whatever happens, happens, and then you blame everybody else. So this is really a chapter where you're going to step up and take your power back. We're not talking about control. Let's talk about control for a moment. Control says it has to be done this way, this way, this way, at this time, at this moment. Control is not the same as power, and this is where people in the world, we all get in that power struggle or control struggle, thinking we're powerful because we made all these people do these things. No, that's weakness. That's controlling. Let them make their own decisions. You make your own. Let them lead their path and you lead yours. Do you get that? So power is saying I have the knowingness, the willingness, the desire, the gratitude, the belief system that says, I can. You can help other people get their I can, but you can't do it for them or it's still control. So taking your power back is being available, is being open, and letting go of controlling the how, the who, right? And just allowing it to happen. So open up your mind to awareness creation and accepting those things that you want to accept. If you're not finding anything great about your life right now, look at it from a third perspective. Look at it for someone that has less than you. And then look at it for someone that may have more than you. Because you'll actually get the gratitude when you look at it from a third party. Detach your emotions. Detach all of you. Just act like you're looking at a movie of your life. What would you do differently? Then do it. What would you be grateful for that you're not grateful for? Then do it. Then be it. Do you see that? That third party disassociate perspective gives you so much more clarity. That's why other people can see sometimes what you're not seeing. But they don't need to tell you how to clear it up. They can just tell you what they're seeing and you fix it. You desire it. You change it. Put it back on you to do. The I don't know how is already gone because you do know how. So use what if. What if I did know? What if? What if moves the conscious mind into a playful mind and allows that judgment of you can't, that you shouldn't, you wouldn't, all those things to say, what if I did? And what if I could? Do you see where that's leading the empowerment of you? Yeah, work on this daily. Choose one thing a day. Refocus your energy on new desires and the old one will fade. If you're starting an exercise program and you normally sit for 30 minutes a day, but now you're exercising 30 minutes a day, and you continue to exercise 30 minutes a day, what are you not doing? Oh, you're no longer sitting in that 30 minutes you're exercising, or you're creating, or whatever that is. Was it that hard to change? No, you just did it. One day's a change. One moment's a change. Whether you keep up that change will be for you to follow that new pathway. Do you get that? And accept it. That's okay. There you go. Once you take the energy off of something you no longer want, it leaves. It dies. When a flower no longer gets energy from the earth or the water or the food, it dies. It's just energy. Right? Give yourself energy through love, acceptance, peace, purpose, being you. Being you. And what you want to be. Think about that. Who would you be without that other desire? And why did you create that other desire for you? You always create desire because you think it's going to do something for you. So don't judge yourself because maybe it got you to the point where you are. Just, okay, I created that, now I'm done with it. Right? Those that are struggling with eating or addictions and things like that, don't judge yourself for doing it. Because it actually created something in your life you desired in that moment. Not to feel, not to be. But here's a new day to say, what if I did feel? Well, if you did feel, then you have to let go of that. And just let go of that, whatever that addiction is, for 1 minute. And then 2 minutes. And 3 minutes. And focus on other things. Focus on other things. Other desires that you do want, that you truly want, but you're scared that you can't have. Do you see how complex your mind is? Yeah. So we're going to keep it very simple and just say, what else do you want? Don't worry about letting go of that. What do you want? Because that's where people get in this control stuck state of saying, well, I got to get over this before I can do this. No, just start doing this and you'll get over that. If you're going to go and talk about what you can't do, you're going to bring more of it into your life or more temptation to it to your life. But if you're going to talk about what you're doing instead, what you no longer desire to do goes away. Do you get that? It's a simple procedure, but people make millions and make rooms upon rooms of people sitting around talking about what they can no longer do. And they need to focus on what they can no longer do to be stronger from not doing it. How much sense does that make? So instead of fighting with what you're willing to let go of, rejecting what you want to let go of, bring it love and say, thank you for where you brought me today. And now I'm going to desire to do this. Maybe instead of eating all the food, you desire now just to cook it for others. Right? Can be that simple. Or maybe instead of at dinner time eating the whole plate, you're only going to be half the plate. And you're satisfied now, where before you would have ate it all, and it's okay. Do you get this? So when you accept and reject things in your life, it really is just moving the energy. Learning your balance, your energy for growth in the mind, body, and soul are fit. The mind will go into balance naturally. If you're struggling, bring love to that part that you're struggling. Thank it and say, what do I want to create? And it can't be another person's outcome. So if you're struggling with being alone, but you want this person to fill up your time, wow, that's codependency. What do you want to do with your time to fill it up, to be? Do you get that? So don't get mad when someone else doesn't want to spend time with you, or they have a different journey than you. Just accept you for who you are and say, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? Feeling rejection from others is their own rejection of themselves. It's not about you. It's about them. But your reaction to it makes it about you. Your responding to it makes it about you. So if you're focusing on what they're not doing for you, then what are you not doing for yourself? Okay? Keep it that simple. You can get this. Okay. What's blinded me? You're unable to see something, right? If you can't find anything, take the focus and energy off all of it and then revisit it. You get blinded by negativity because it goes into darkness. But if you took that negativity and found three positive things about it, all of a sudden the energy towards it would change. Your perspective, your beliefs, and your values would immediately change. Remember, you are not a vacuum. You are a vacuum, not a vacuum. What I'm saying is, remember this. You've got to replace the energy with something else. You can't just say, I'm not going to do this and not do anything, because whatever that was is still going to be present. You're not a vacuum. There's always energy. You're always filled. At all moments, you're always filled with energy, with beliefs, with values, with desires. In your reality, there's not a blank slate. There's not a blank moment. There's not a gap. It's continuous. So when you take something out, put something in consciously. So you do it. So you create it. So you accept it because you put it in there. You accept what you create. It's taking your power back. Because if you don't, you'll still get what you didn't want. Your unconscious mind will fill the void with that next thing that comes along. So the next thing that holds the same energy power as the thing you didn't want, you'll get again because you didn't change your desire or want. How many times do we do that in relationships? We keep picking the same person, different face, but same tendencies, same outcomes. Because we didn't choose to pick something different. Because we still have the belief that we're not valuable. We don't have enough power. We don't have enough self to know any better, to do any better. What a cop out, right? Take the reins of your life now and move it forward for you. Instead of complaining about the job that you have and you don't want, start creating the job you do want. The people that live on what comes next are unhappy. Because they're not creating it. You consciously decide what comes next. You command it. You desire it. And just say, I now command awesome relationships in my life. Now. I now command riches, abundance of money in my bank accounts so I can flow. Universe doesn't need to know the reason. The reason's for your conscious mind and why we're asking. Just ask for it. Just ask for it. If you're building a business, ask that your business doubles. I now command my business doubles this week. I now command my triples and multiplies and even more. And I now command. I command. And leave it there. Because that's your power. If you have power, you can command. You have codependency. You don't get to command. You get to follow. So accepting your power, letting go of the codependency of controlled by others, allows you to co-create with your universe that you are now in control of your own self and your own power of self. Do you see how that flipped? We went from being controlled, codependent, to bringing back our power into us. Taking our own power, our own knowing, our own creativity. You think you're going to lose friends and family and all these things because you're going to be different, then you're still fearing that they need to be there. No one needs to be in your life. Desire them in your life. Because if you put a need on someone else, you just put a burden on them. What do you need for you? What are you needing for you now that you can actually do for you? Stop allowing others to play in your reality. Create your reality. Work on this. Listen to this one again. This is a deep one. This chapter is really deep. So work on this. Consciously put it in your awareness. The thing is, and I'll tell you this throughout each chapter, somewhere, somehow you'll get this. The unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between positive and negative. Has no opinion. It just creates from your conscious mind, which means you decide. The unconscious really means without consciousness, without care, without knowing. It says, you said you wanted this, I'm going to create the energy to give you that. It doesn't go in and give you advice and go, oh, I don't think I'd create that. Oh, maybe you better do it differently. Nope, that's all your conscious chatter. So I command $1 million in my bank account. Do it. I command $1 million in my bank account. Commanded it. Now go about your day and create it. Don't get overwhelmed in what I got to do. Do what's in front of you. Be you. Be you. You put the command out there, universe will bring it to you. Watch it come in, okay? How many times have we heard or seen someone something bad? He must not have a conscience or he would not have done that. We say it so blanketed, right? This is awareness is so essential with the word you choose. Conscious does not mean good or bad, right or wrong. That's judgment on it. Conscious just means awareness. It means creating from knowing, being. Let's go deeper into values and beliefs because we touched on it earlier. The comfortable becomes uncomfortable, and then you have to make a decision to whether to leave it all as it is and be miserable or change it. And changing is simply refocusing the energy. Don't make it any harder. But we hear, change is hard. I hate change. How many times have you heard that? Change, change, change. Let it go. Let the word change out of your dictionary, out of your vocabulary, and put in energy shift. I'm shifting my energy to this now. I'm shifting my energy to this now. How much lighter is shifting than changing? Right? You can use the palm of your hands in front of you again. On the left hand, put change or shift. The other one, put change or shift. There you go. Change on one hand, shift on the other. Which one's heavier? Change, right? Because you have all these beliefs about it's hard and it's heavy and it's, yes, there it goes. What's shifting mean? Oh, I just move. What's change? Oh, I just move. If you move, you change. If you change, you move, you shift. So chunk it down and see where you can bring your hands together. You know the exercise. What does shift mean to you? And what's that do for you? And what does that mean? And what's that do for you? Okay. And do the same thing with change. What's change mean to you? And what's that give you? See them come together in peace. And saying it's easy. Easily changed. Easily shifted. Yeah. Do that exercise. You can do that with any two words you're struggling with and bring them into unison. Because the more you bring your vocabulary into unison, you bring your mind into unison. Because one object has millions of definitions. But the truth is, it doesn't matter what any other person's definition means. It's what yours means, what you've embedded, what you've chose to accept the definition of, is what will be created. Because that's what your energy sees a picture of. So if your mansion is only 2 rooms, then that's your mansion. If your mansion is 500 rooms, then that's your mansion. What are you going to create? There you go. There you go. How many times can you change your mind in less than a second? Hey, that's consciously. Can you imagine if you weren't focused on it and how easily it's changed? That's the speed of our mind. That's the speed of the mind. Okay. You can read the example in the book about the the counselor and the addict and get that. Right? Choose to accept. Use your words wisely. Stay out of judgment. You start telling you about you. When others ask you, what would they do for your advice, put it back on them. What would the you of you do? What would you tell someone else in your story? They go, I don't know, because I'm hurting, blah, 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 right? So you got to get them out of that and say, well, what if it was me and I'm asking you that? What advice would you give me? Oh, all of a sudden it pops. Why? Because it's not emotionally attached to their outcome. They have no care in it. But because we put all this emotional negative care about things in our life that it may turn out negatively, they may leave, all this negative belief system, all of a sudden we can't make a decision because we're closed into negativity, that blindness. So open up to say, how would I do this differently? Create your own change. Get rid of heavy words in your life. Accept easy words. So negative, lack, hard, yuck, all those things. What's the opposite? What's the positive of hard? Easy. What's the positive of yuck? Sweet. Whatever that word is for you. What's the negative? What's the positive of negative? Oh, positive. Neutral, positive. What's the negative? What's the positive of lack? Oh, abundance. And all you're doing is refocusing your vocabulary. So you're kind of like going back to first grade and relearning your definitions. But putting a positive in there. And not using the negative words of lack and scarcity and all those things. Stay out of that. Talk in abundance. Talk in positive mode. Yeah, that kinesthetic part of you will then match up with that positive feeling. Whether it's a spoken word or a word in your mind, the energy still reacts to it. Okay. Redefine the meaning of your word and your vocabulary. But don't sit down for hours and do it. Catch yourself. Be in awareness of when you've just said something negative that could have went positive. Right? Right? So think about in your job when you get up. Oh, I just know 5 things are going to go wrong today. Change it. Oh, I just know 5 more things are going to go right today. 5 other things are going to go right. And everything's just going to go right as I planned today because I planned it. Because I have my power and I can do this. Do you see how you are accepting your day and you're not even pushing against a negative about your day? You're just opening that heart into the awareness of. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of accepting you. And as you accept you and you as you begin to accept your new vocabulary of positive words, of positive knowings, you'll begin to define your reality, grateful for it, manifesting. Comes so much easier when you come from that of thankfulness and gratitude. Keep journaling. How do you know when you believe something and why do you believe that? Look into your belief systems to let go of those things you're trying to reject and put in things that you want, that you desire. Break down what a choice means to you. This is in your exercises at the end of the chapter. But break them down to know that you know. Because shifting your energy allows you to shift you into new realities as if you're just flowing with the energy within your heart. Because in your heartfelt center is the same heartfelt center of your mind as the same heartfelt center of your body, 2 inches above your belly button there, right? Your center, your chi. So that core energy, when we align that core energy into accepting and changing and shifting into what we desire, what we want in our bank accounts, what we want in our business, what we want, what you want, what you want, what you want. And all of a sudden, people come along to help you get it that you didn't even ask for. You didn't even know they were coming. They're just there. Trust the universe to co-create with you. But you've got to tell the universe what you want to create. You've got to tell your God, your source, what you want. Universe never tells you no. God never tells you no. Your source never tells you no. Energy doesn't know no. It just knows yes, 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 yes. And it's a flowing yes of life. And the more you put into that yesness, I can have this, I can do this, you'll begin to put your own inspections, right? Expectations are something outside yourself. Go inside and inspect where you're creating it. Inspect it to see what it looks like that you're creating in your relationships, in your world, in your universe, in your business, in your daily lives. Take time to go in and see that. What am I creating in relationships? What am I creating in my love life? What am I creating with my children? What am I creating? And if you don't like part of it, shift it. If you no longer want to do something, shift it. Don't make a big drama scene about it. Just shift it naturally. When people stop something, they want to tell 20 people that they stopped. You know what? Those 20 people will know because they'll watch. They'll see. Start telling them what you are doing, what you desire to do, what you are being. You're the vessel. You're the creator of this vessel. What shape do you want to look like? What size do you want to be? What truths do you want to hold in your heart that are right for you? Rejection puts friction and disease in the body. So if you're struggling with sinus infection, then you're struggling with muscle aches or muscle pains and those things, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, then what are you not creating in your life for peace? And what are your muscles tensing up against that you're doing that you don't want to do? The sinuses is just creativity. Creativity. People stop creating, they stop believing. Now we're allergic to everything in the world because we don't know how to breathe in and breathe out. Open up your energies. When you're manifesting, when you're thankful, do a body scan that every cell of your body you can feel from your head to your toe and your toe to your head and to your fingertips and beyond. There you go. Use that body scan. These chapters build upon each other. Use them. Put them together as one. So body scan. Yeah, be grateful for all that you've created in this moment. Let go of things you no longer want. Put in what you do want to create. Be thankful that the universe is already saying yes to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It just takes about 5 minutes of your day. It's not a long, tedious process. Keep it short, simple, and sweet. Because that's peaceful. Peaceful. You don't have to meditate for 20 hours to get something in your life. You've just got to tell what you want and feel what you want. Feel it in every cell of your body that you already have this desired. Feel it? Yeah. So your unconscious mind goes, okay, I'm going to bring it into your reality so your eyes can see it, so your ears can hear it, so you can experience it. Because you already have it. Here it is. That magnet. You've got to tell the magnet what you want attracted to you in your reality. And feel it. The more you feel it, the higher the vibration is coming, right? Feel it totally. It doesn't mean feel it with tightness or feel it with ease, but feel the vibration of if you had that. What would you feel like if you already had that? Yeah, that feeling. And stay in that feeling and take your day and go in your day. You can consciously create. Work on this. Listen to this one again. You'll get it. It's coming to you. Because in the next chapter, when you meet me in chapter 5, we're going to find out the truth behind the fear that keeps you stuck from changing and shifting. That's going to empower chapter 4 so much more for you. So I hope you will join me then on chapter 5. Build up on your chapters, keep your journaling up, walk your journal, do all those things up to this point, because you're going to find your roadmap through here, but you've got to create it and make it happen for you. So if you need to go back and listen to a chapter, go back. They're yours. This is for your development, your time, your moments to shine, to desire out of free will. Your reality. No one else is on purpose. No one else's fault. You have exactly what you have right now because you created it exactly that way. Now shift it if you need. Create it bigger if you need. Whatever that desire is for you that you desire free will to do is for you to do now. Stay in peace, my friend, and I'll meet you in chapter 5.